Welcome to Bardo's Breakdown, the podcast that gives you the complete 411 on Big Ten basketball. And now your host, former NBA and Flying Illini great, Stephen Bardo.
Welcome to another edition of Bardo's Breakdown. I'm your host, Stephen Bardo. I'm pleased to be joined today by Rutgers head coach, Eddie Jordan. Coach, how's it going?
It's going great, Stephen.
Yeah, well, pleased to be joined with you today, man, because I want to be one of the first to welcome you to the Big Ten Conference. And I want to ask you, what were your feelings when you first heard about Rutgers moving to the Big Ten?
I was excited. I was happy for the possibilities of Rutgers being recognized as a big-time academic institution, a big-time athletic institution with major football, obviously major basketball. And I'm just happy for the school. It's a great brand. It's a terrific region for the Big Ten to come into, and obviously it's big for us to be in the Big Ten. So, you know, now these super conferences, as Mr. Delaney likes to say, are spreading their wings in different territories, and what better territory for marketability and for visibility and for exposure than New York City, and those are the lights we're right under.
Yeah, well said. You and your staff are on road recruiting during this period.
Yep.
What has been the response of targeted recruits, AU coaches, high school coaches, their parents? What's been the response of Rutgers now moving into the Big Ten Conference?
Well, Steve, you know, it's sort of interesting. They read about it. They hear about it. We talk about it. And I just think it doesn't resonate until they see us on TV, actually on a Big Ten floor against the Michigans, against the Ohio States, Indiana. I think that's when it really is going to resonate with our recruits and our community that we're actually in the Big Ten competing, because now they see it on a weekly basis and that we're actually in the league competing and playing basketball. I think that's going to have more impact than just us saying it, them always reading it. Again, initially, it's going pretty well. Kids are excited, and we just have to prove to them that we can be competitive if we get top-notch Big Ten-type recruits in.
So is that part of your message in terms of what you're selling prospective student-athletes to come to Rutgers?
Well, you know, it's funny that you know, our school it sells itself. We're in a great location. Philadelphia is an hour away. New York is 45 minutes away. The Atlantic City is less than 2 hours. The shore, the Jersey Shore, as we all are accustomed to, is less than 45 minutes away. And it's just the exposure you get. No one in the country can say New York City media and Big Ten network. And I mean, if that's a global audience, you know, Stephen. And if kids want to be seen and on a nightly basis from almost around the world, this is the place to go. Academically, we're one of the top 100 universities in the world. We have over 100 majors. It's a major university. We're a very big school. We're probably one of two or maybe one of the big universities that doesn't have the name New Jersey. You know, it's Rutgers, and I think Purdue might be the only one, Stephen. But, again, it's if we can create a winning culture and show that we can be competitive in the first part of the process, and that's what I've talked about since I got the job last year. It's a process. The first year we thought was a successful process. Look, did we win 20 games? No, but the expert picked us to win 8 or 9. We won 12. They picked us to be last in the conference. Last year we were 7th out of 10 teams. We won a game in the conference tournament. Heck, it was a point where no one thought we would even have a team. So the first part of the process was successful to me, and our recruits stuck with us. We've got some good kids. We've got a bigger roster. And, you know, hopefully we can continue building the process, the culture, with better players and mostly from this region. We like New York, New Jersey, D.C., Virginia. That's our recruiting region.
Okay. And let's talk about that a little further, because you came in, and we don't need to talk about what happened before you got there, but you were implementing a new style and system. And I read some quotes where you were very pleased with the way your team closed the season. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, again, we were a new team. It was a new team. When I got here, it was four players left. We only had one returning player we had only one double-digit score returning, and that was Miles Mack. And there was nobody else on the roster that played big minutes that averaged more than 5 or 6 points a game. Kadeem Jack had a terrific year. He went from, you know, almost 5 points a game 2 years ago to almost 15 points a game this year and 8 rebounds. He's on the NBA radar screen. So it was a new team. We put just kids together. We were competitive. We played better the last 6 weeks of the season because we built up our chemistry and we found who did good things for us, who played well for us. And so we sort of built a culture of competing with composure, of trying to help your teammate first. You know, giving harmony and effort was our mantra. If you play together and you give great effort, that's all we can ask. And the new system, defensively, offensively, it took time. And you know, with new teams, it takes time. And
right.
We played much better than the end of the season the last, you know, 4 to 6 weeks. So I was happy about that. Going into our spring workouts and our summer workouts, kids know the system. They know our defensive commands. They know our where we should be and how should we react at both ends of the floor. So we're ahead we're ahead as opposed to this time last year. Our kids didn't know what to expect. So, yeah, the process is, you know, it may take another couple of years, but hopefully we can exceed those expectations again like we did last year.
And then for those Big Ten fans, Coach Jordan, that haven't seen Rutgers play under your leadership, how would you describe your overall scheme?
Well, again, I tell our kids, I don't want to be in a half-court offense. I want to get stops. I want to create turnovers and play in the open floor, get first-side post-ups, get pick and rolls and transition. And yet, at the same time, we need to be disciplined and execute at a high level in the half court. So I like to think that we're into a flow type of basketball. Try to get something initially, flow to your offensive spots, and attack the defense by moving the ball from side to side. Do we have a major post-up player? Not yet. So do we have great three-point shooting? Not yet. And certainly we didn't have it last year. So we're going to be a young team, Stephen. We have five freshmen and a junior college transfer. So, again, it's about playing as hard as you can, you know, trying to get stops, got to rebound well, and going to the Big Ten is going to be a physical sort of presence. So we have to be ready for that. We've got to be ready for the challenge. They can hear me talk, but it's just like I said, it's, you know, it won't resonate until you actually people see you on the floor. It won't resonate with our kids until we get popped in the mouth a few times and pummeled down the paint a few times, and they'll say, "Hey, we are in the Big Ten. This is the best conference in the country." So that's when it's going to really resonate with our kids.
I agree with you there. Let's transition a little bit to your own personal story, which I think is fascinating. Doesn't get quite enough exposure. You know, you were a star player at Rutgers, led your team to the Final Four. I believe it was your junior year. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you've got 19 years of coaching experience, and a lot of that at the head coaching experience at the NBA level, plus 8 years at the college level. What does it mean for you to come full circle back to your alma mater and leading Rutgers back to national prominence the way that you left it?
The most important thing was it was my school. I remember at the Big Ten meetings last spring, Coach Mata and Coach Izzo, doing a break in the action, called me over and says, "You sure you want to come and coach in college after 20-some years in the NBA? I said, "Well, guys, it's my school. And it was the right time for me to come back after what happened. I think my personality and my coaching style fits to where we need to be as an athletic program. And it was just with all the experience that I've gotten over the years in coaching, I'm ready for this challenge, and I need to put all my heart and soul, which is going to come naturally for me because it's my school. I've got great support, and I'm happy to be here to take on this challenge. And, you know, who doesn't want a great challenge? And I know this is it. This is a terrific, terrific major league challenge for us to bring this program back, not just back on the national scene, but back into the Big Ten and be competitive. So I've won a championship with the Lakers. I've gone to the finals with the Nets. And I know what it takes to build a culture of winning and of harmony and effort. And again, that's my mantra.
You know, and the passion is obvious. I can hear it and feel it in this interview, and I know about your credibility. Do the recruits and the parents and everything, do they really understand how much experience and the, you know, the collection of experiences and your resume, what you bring to Rutgers? Do they understand that? Do you have to kind of educate?
That's a good question. I think some of the parents know. Really diehard sports like dads, they know the history of when I was at Rutgers and when I played in the NBA and when I coached in the NBA. But for the most part, they just know what's current. And
okay,
currently, we don't have a winning tradition here at Rutgers in a long, long time. So kids and parents are concerned about, you know, are we going to have a winning culture? Recruits want to go to the NCAA tournament, and we haven't gone since I was an assistant coach in 91. So these are the things, these are the barriers that we have to overcome, and I just have to, you know, almost assure them that I coached Jason Kidd, I coached Kobe Bryant and Gilbert Arenas and Antoine Jameson, Caron Butler, and that I understand that good players, heck, make good coaches, and that if you know how to help your teammate, then you can be successful. And look, we just have to get lucky too. It's just like anything else, Steven. You know, I don't know if you play golf or not. You got to get lucky in golf. You got to get lucky in recruiting. Then
yeah.
And you say, look, we just get lucky that one major guy that we're recruiting says, look, I'm going to Rutgers because I want to be the guy that starts something. I want to be the guy that starts the building at Rutgers, and people will follow me. And so that's what we're hoping that. Look, we're working our butts off. We're recruiting. We're connecting the dots with recruits. But we got to say, look, we just hope one of the kids says, I'm going to be the one that starts it at Rutgers. It's a Big Ten. It's New York media. It's a major academic school. I got a coach that coached and played in the NBA. So if you take those factors and say, this is what I want to be, then that'll help us a great deal.
And then for year two, you coming into year two of your tenure at Rutgers, what will be the biggest challenge this season that you can see right now? I'm sure, you know, things will change as we get closer to the season, but right now, what is your biggest challenge?
Well, Stephen, I think like most teams that are rebuilding, maybe hit some struggling times, is that how can you keep your kids' faith up? How can you keep motivating them when, you know, you're taking your lumps, you know, and we're going to take our lumps. You know, we're playing against the best competition in college basketball, and we're rebuilding and we're young. So the challenge is to keep them motivated, keep them to having hope and faith in the system that we're doing and each other. We need great locker room leadership. You know, that's something you don't coach. That's something that you have to have from your kids, or one or two kids, and hopefully they're your best players. So that's going to be the challenge is when we're, you know, taking some tough times on the road and some of these great, terrific gyms and their fans and we're not doing so well, we got to keep our faith and keep the hope. That's going to be the challenge.
Well, Coach Jordan, I really appreciate you taking the time and joining us, and welcome to the Big Ten Conference. I look forward to getting out to Rutgers and covering your team and just being able to visit with you before the season starts. And again, good luck this summer on the recruiting trail, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, Stephen. We all remember your career, too. So thanks very much. I'm glad you're with us, and hope to see you down the road.
All right, Coach. That's Coach Eddie Jordan from Rutgers, and you've been listening to Bartles Breakdown on the Big Ten Network.